We thank you, Chair. Chair Wee of CARICOM, welcome this refreshing news of the triumph of reason and human understanding in our sister republic of Honduras. We thank the Secretary General for his report and the status of things there and on developments generally. And of course we thank all the players, the OAS, the Secretary General, the Secretariat, Victor Rico and John Beale, and of course President Arias of Costa Rica, the United States and other countries for the part that they have played in bringing about this resolution. President Zelaya and the Honduran people deserve most of the credit for their courage with constraint to find common ground and reconciliation in these most trying circumstances. A dark cloud, you might say, has cleared from the political landscape of Honduras, and despite the dramas and the anxieties, the Honduran people have certainly shown a remarkable level of political maturity, and we, of course, look forward to the scheduled elections next month. But, Chair, rather than sound a note of victory for democracy and the attendant practices that we nurture and treasure as an organization, may I recommend that we soberly reflect and see what opportunities this may offer us, opportunities to reflect and learn from the role that the OAS has played, and be introspective and candid enough to see what errors we have made, what might have been done better and differently. The opportunity to support with quiet diplomacy and quiet strength what is about to emerge, and to bolster democracy by way of this agreement, the implementation of the agreement, the verifications and so on. So let us not glory ourselves in what has been accomplished, much has been, but rather to see it as a phase of work yet undone. We caution vigilance, optimism, and perseverance. These must now be our watchword. CARICOM, of course, stands ready to work for the full restoration of normalcy in our sister republic. Thank you, Chair.